Hey there, I'm Kevin Daisy.
And I'm Eric Olson.
You're listening to the Managing Partners Podcast, where we interview top lawyers about how they're growing their firms. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Managing Partners Podcast. I'm Kevin Daisy, and I'm excited, as always, to be your host. Today, I have a cool guy coming from a small town firm. I got Lloyd Bourgeois on the podcast today, so welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me, man.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've enjoyed our chats prior to this recording, getting to know you a little bit better. And, you know, cool story, unique situation, I think will be great for folks to hear and learn from, especially if you're a smaller firm or startup firm, especially if you're in a smaller area or outside some larger metropolitan areas. And so really what we'll be focused on today is, you know, learning from Lloyd is, you know, he's right outside of New Orleans and Baton Rouge. So he's got two big areas, big cities around him, but he's right in the middle. And so for him, he's kind of a small town, hometown law firm. But at the same time, a lot of sources of leads and clientele is right next door. So really want to kind of talk about what that's like to have a firm on the outskirts or just outside of those big city areas. So if that sounds like a firm like yours, Lloyd's going to share a lot of cool things today. We'll be talking about some brand and things like that as well, and how to get more clients and do well and do good things in your community, and how that can really help, you know, establish your firm. So Lloyd, without further ado, I guess, first off, tell us your story and how you got started in this.
Yeah, of course. So I'm a first generation college graduate in my extended family, and I kind of didn't have any direction of what to do in college. I had no idea about the law. I went to college, got an engineering degree. And I think you told me you had an engineering degree as well, which was interesting. But through that, I worked in some chemical manufacturing facilities, and I just didn't like it. It didn't fit with my personality. And so it's like, oh, you know what? I'll go to law school, kind of off the cuff, which was kind of a crazy decision, but went to law school, thought I was going to use kind of my engineering background, did like environmental law studies at Tulane, had a great time, learned a lot, came out and started practicing, and did some toxic tort remediation style work. And then when I graduated, it was also the year of Hurricane Katrina in the New Orleans area. And so I think everybody who graduated or was a practicing attorney around that time in the South Louisiana area did some kind of hurricane damage, property damage type of work. And, you know, I'm no exception to that. I mean, I was a baby lawyer, go to court, handle these motions, depose these experts. And we're like, well, I have no idea what's going on. They're like, well, there's so much work right now. Like, nobody really does. Everybody's kind of in the same boat. And so I did that for a number of years. And then one day in 2008, I got a call from my grandmother telling me about my cousin, her niece, who was dealing with a brain cancer issue. And she said, look, I don't really know what's going on, but she needs some help. And so I picked up the phone and I gave her a call. And I could tell pretty immediately that there were some issues from a medical standpoint. And the help she needed was her disability policy. It kicked her off and said, oh, we think you can work. Mm. I had never done any kind of, you know, extensive legal medical work before, but I just knew that was wrong because this was somebody, again, who I'd known my whole life. And in conversations with her, she's just stopping me and asking me, hey, can you tell me your name again? It just left me dumbfounded that an insurance company could tell her, oh, we think you can work. And really it angered me. And I just dug in and I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm going to figure it out. And, you know, I started figuring out what's going on, figuring out how to fight this denial, figuring out how to help her. And through that process, helped her get her benefits back, get her financial security for her and her family back to where it was. And then just started started blogging about this, like what I was learning. And so this was like early days of WordPress. I just created, it was like a .wordpress.com blog. Yeah.
The free website blog sites. Yeah.
Yeah. And people started contacting me from all over the country. Like, hey, I'm dealing with this issue. Can you help me? can you look at my case? And from there, I kind of saw that, okay, maybe there's some potential here. And at the time, I was working for a small firm in New Orleans. By now, it's like 2010. And I was like, you know, I think I can do this. I think I can go on my own. I think I can start this practice. I was able to convince my wife, who at the time was 7 months pregnant with our third child.
You're going to go all on your own.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the best of times, right? And so I think the lesson there is, right, there's really never going to be a great time. You know, if you wait for that perfect time, it's never going to happen. You'll always find excuses. And so
amen.
We just took the leap, man, and kind of used what we learned to focus originally on disability cases, long-term ERISA-type cases and Social Security disability. Built a, you know, a small practice around that for a while. I wanted to really be involved with my children's lives. From my background, my father wasn't really involved in my life. And I was like, that's not going to happen. I'm going to go to PTA meetings, parent-teacher conferences. I'm going to coach them in sports and show up for every event. And so while they were growing, that was kind of our focus, to just practice enough, but to be involved fully. And then as my children started getting older, I started kind of growing the practice a little bit more. And so, you know, by 2016, 17, 18, we were starting to bring on team members, go into other practice areas where we were, the clients that we had helped that found us for the disability stuff and like the work that we did, were like, hey, can you help me with this personal injury case? I was in a car crash, or my son or daughter was dealing with this. And then, you know, as you said earlier, we're in a small town. People just show up because you're a lawyer and they don't have any other lawyers that they know or that are close to them. And they're like, can you help with a succession? Can you do a will, a power of attorney? Can you handle these other things? And so that wasn't really our focus, but we hated turning people away. I hate turning people away. I feel like, hey, I have an ability to help. It's the right thing to do, is to try to help. And so figure out kind of how we can use that to our advantage. And I think being in a small town really helps you kind of connect with people on a different level and become that trusted go-to resource for them, even if you can't help them. And so we kind of turn that into, hey, reach out to us. We probably will, if we can't do it, we will probably know someone to
send you to. Become that go-to person. Yeah.
Yeah. And so from there, like, we've kind of grown into, we primarily handle personal injury and disability cases. Our personal injury cases are, you know, kind of localized South Louisiana area, or people who live in South Louisiana.
Sure.
And our disability cases, I mean, those are kind of nationwide.
Interesting. So you've become getting national cases for that. So, well, I want to kind of dive more into that and the small town, the brand and stuff like that too. But just for everyone watching or listening, his website, if you want to take a look at Lloyd's firm, is ljblegal.com. It says ljblegal.com. And we were talking beforehand, you know, before he had what, Disability Louisiana or something like that?
Yeah, Louisiana Disability Law.
So he had a very specific niche domain, but as he's grown, about 4 years ago, it sounded like they switched that domain and wanted to be a little bit more open. So something to keep in mind, especially if you're thinking about SEO, organic, your online presence, or any kind of branding or like broadcast, billboards, whatever, that domain you're using is pretty important. And so think about your long-term plans as a firm, or if you have partners, like what domain you're using, because Lloyd does his own SEO in-house, which is very impressive. They've done a very good job at that. And so he knows kind of the challenges with switching that.
It's not an easy process.
Yeah. So just a tip there that, you know, look at your domain, think about the future and get something that's going to be, you know, kind of general in use. We just had a firm recently go to VA Legal Services. So for Virginia, VA Legal Services, because their partners keep changing and they keep changing the domain over the years. So anyway, pro tip. And actually I had Jennifer Gore on recently, and she's got Atlanta Injury Law. She's rebranded to that versus her name. So just something, again, to kind of think about with your future plans and branding and kind of what your goals are. So Lloyd, small area outside of two big cities, technically. Kind of want to talk more about, you know, how you established that and how a firm can, you know, still rank online and still get clientele, and kind of that cross between being found but also being seen and known. It sounds like you've done a really good job of both of those things. So small towns, small events, small communities, being known, but also if I go online and I'm looking, I'm not sure who you are. Maybe I'm new to the area, that I'm also able to find you there. So I want to kind of talk about what you've done there.
Yeah, sure. So and part of it is just understanding the market that I think most big cities have a very, very competitive landscape when it comes to personal injury cases. You're going to have a few huge players in the market and then fair number of medium to large size players in that market. And for us, you know, it's no different. And we could not spend the type of dollars to put into the TV, radio, billboard, PPC, SEO campaigns that a lot of these bigger firms could. But we knew that we could do good work if we could get some clients. And so we kind of had to figure out how do we position ourselves, as you say, between these two bigger legal markets, because, you know, online, there are no kind of geographical boundaries, right? I mean, you can type in a keyword and maybe you can get something, but people from way outside of your city or your location will show up first if they put in the right keyword, if they throw enough dollars at it for long enough. And so how do we start kind of nudging in, getting our own slice of that pie? And I think what we kind of discovered, or what we stumbled upon, I don't say discover, what we started doing was, hey, we're local. We know that. We can't compete with these guys. Let's not try to. But what we can do, and what most of them won't do, is, you know, we live in this community. We're a part of this community. We can be visible in this community. And through that, you can start becoming known in your community, as well as, hey, you're doing a benefit for, you know, the school or so-and-so's treatment for their, you know, cancer or whatever. You're doing a golf tournament. Great. We'd love to help. Hey, can you give us a backlink? Yeah. Can you know, start building up small local backlinks just by, you know, you're going to donate anyway. Ask them. They have a webpage or some type of social media site.
Yeah.
Ask them for a backlink to your website. And that'll start building that local kind of authority. That way, yeah, you might not get the reach out from those two bigger cities, but when people closer to you are starting to look online, they'll see like, oh yeah, you'll pop up. Plus if they start digging into your site, they'll see, oh, well, yeah, this guy really does. He is committed to this community. Look, he's supporting the school. He's supporting all these other fundraisers. He's, you know, here locally, you're showing up at events. You take pictures of your tent at the local festivals. You're there, your team's there, not to sell anything, not to give any, you know, you're giving some stuff away, but I also say, hey, look, if you got questions, just call me up, stop by, get on the calendar. I'm willing to talk to folks, and that it goes a long way. And so it kind of is a mesh of both the digital advertising that I think is necessary now, as well as kind of the old school show up, be there type of marketing that resonates with so many people. And so that's kind of what we've done and what we've kind of grown into. And we still kind of, you know, we still do those things.
Hey there, this is Kevin Daisy, your host and founder of Array Digital. If you're tired of wasting money with agencies that just can't get it done, then please check out my law firm, Digital Marketing Agency, at ArrayDigital.com. If you contact us there, you'll be sure to line up a meeting with me where we'll walk through your exact situation and come up with a plan for what you can do to improve your marketing results. I look forward to talking to you. Now back to the show. No, I love it. I think, you know, sitting the pavement, hitting the street, make some time for that, especially, you know, for a new firm starting out. You know, you got to make time for those things, you know, make a plan, join boards, get out and help people, do what you can. But, you know, again, having the time for that, because you get busy with a couple clients, a couple cases, and you put that to the side, you're not paying attention to it. You'll have these waves when you're active and when you're not. So, but I love the mesh of, you know, the digital and kind of what my expertise is with, you know, the real, which is like in person and actually showing up and donating to these things and participating in your community.
Yeah,
important to do both of those things.
And, you know, my marketing team forces me to take a lot of pictures at these events. And what ultimately happens is, you know, people like seeing themselves, not me, but others, you know, oh, look, he put me on his website. Oh, they put me in their social media. They like it. They share it to their friends. Their friends like it. you know, and it just kind of grows organically. We do many types of events. I think the local high school is doing some type of Shark Tank event in the end of April. You know, they reached out to us like, hey, can you come and be a judge for us?
That's awesome.
The high school from the next town over did a career fair recently. They reached out like, hey, we know you are involved. Would you mind coming or sending someone on your team to come? We sent our team to the middle school career fairs just to kind of talk to folks, right? Be out there. The teachers see you. The school workers see you. The parents that are there see you. And they know that, hey, you are committed to this community. It's not just, you're not just a lawyer in town. You're here. You show up. And you take pictures and you post them and they like seeing it. Then, you know, they share it for.
Yeah, I got invited to a few years back now, but it was like a local high school that has an entrepreneurship program. And I went and spoke there and it was awesome. But it's those kinds of things that you can go do. And that they invited me. That didn't even cost me nothing. I just got to speak to a bunch of kids. But
to match it with the digital world, right? You're going to a school and they're doing an event. They're going to take pictures and you just talk to the organizer. You're like, hey, please put that picture up. Here's my website. Put me a backlink. And then you're going to get a backlink from a .edu domain. You know, that's going to be a good, you know, has some good domain authority for you.
Think about the anchor text. Say, tell them to put the anchor text in.
That's right. We have my marketing team will, you know, work with them to, and most of those folks, they will just do whatever you ask them as far, you know, as long as it doesn't go against their policies or rules, which none of this does. Hey, can you give me a link here? Can you put it here? Can you put this anchor text in? Can you change the title list? Because, you know, they're teachers. They're doing this as volunteer stuff. Yeah. They're just looking for visibility as well. And
any little to accommodate.
That's right. If you can help them, teach them a little, they'll be more than happy to kind of accommodate you and put it up how you want.
Yeah. So this is a side note too. Sorry, my allergies here. Springtime in Virginia.
Yeah.
So one of the things too, for anyone listening, and kind of what Lloyd's, again, where he's located, and any other firms listening that are, again, the outskirts or in a smaller town, and maybe in the middle of nowhere. And I got clients that are in the middle of nowhere, and I got some that are just on the outskirts. And some of the bigger firms that have all the deep pockets and all the money, you can find these little cracks and holes in areas that they're not investing. And because they're so big and they spend so much, they're also going after all the high ticket stuff. And they're usually focused right in the city, the town. You know, they're going to put all the energy there. And so the good thing about that is to not be discouraged if you're smaller, is they can't focus on every little town and every little pocket. You know, it's just not going to be part of their strategy. They want the biggest, the best. And so there's an advantage for the small firms. There's going to be areas that they're not focused, keywords they're not hitting on, whether it's PPC or SEO or locally, like Lloyd's doing as well. Like, they're not going to be at all the local events at these smaller towns. They're going to be at the big events that you recognize, you know, maybe the business community might recognize, but there are these bigger events they're going to sponsor. So
yeah,
it's an opportunity. I think
it is a big, I think it's a great opportunity, especially like you said, if you're just starting out, you got a new firm, because it's so hard to compete for those bigger cases, those bigger firms. Like, essentially you can't, you know, you're never going to be able to spend as much money as they can. So you got to attack the problem in a different way. And that's what we, you know, what we try to do is be there. It's who we are. You know, we live in this community. Our kids are involved in this community. We grew up in this community. And okay, you can do that in your community, but you can also branch it out too by just being involved in the community next door. Show up. Sure. The one across, we have a big river, you know, the Mississippi River separates us from.
I've heard of that river.
Yeah. It separates us from the other part of our parish, but just go across the river and be there. And you become associated with it by showing up. And then when they look online, they say, oh, I know this guy. I saw him. They have a case. They see, they saw you at an event and they're looking for an injury attorney. And then your name pops up and they're like, oh, I know him. Not only is he a lawyer, he also showed up to our stuff. He supported our teams. He supports our school. He supports our kids. He supports this stuff in our community. Let me give him a call first. That's kind of what we're trying to do.
Yeah, and I think another thought that I just had was, again, the bigger firms, they're not going to be doing that. They're probably not going to have people going out and meeting folks. Leadership's too busy. They're not going to be doing that. They probably don't want their attorneys out doing that stuff. Not at the consumer side anyway, like the plaintiff side. maybe right. a business attorney's. Business attorney is totally different.
Yeah.
You know, different kind of approach, similar approach, but different. But one of the things too is your brand. So we talked about brand a little bit in the beginning, but if I go look for an injury attorney, I might not want, me personally, might not want the big shot attorney on the billboard that screams and yells on TV and stuff. That might not be comfortable for me. I'm not saying that's me, but I might not want to approach that firm. They might seem a little too scary to call. How much are they going to cost? I don't know if I'm going to, you know, they're just going to like push me through a big system. Like what's the interaction I'm going to have? So I think if you have someone looking at two different law firm brands, some might want the yelling attorney that says, I'm going to fight for you and get all your money, or they might not. They might want the approachable community focused firm that they can call and feel like they're going to have someone on the phone and they can meet with in person. So you're going to have perceptions there, right? And so even if the local client finds the big firm or knows of them, they might not want to reach out to them. So then Lloyd's another option. And so they say, you know what? I like this firm better. It appears more approachable. I can get to know Lloyd by looking at his website or watching a video of him. And so I think there's a big part of that. So the big firms can't win everybody. They just can't win everybody because of that. So
I was thinking of the story and it kind of resonated with what you're saying. And then another reason, I think this kind of approach works. So I got married 22 years ago now. I had
you've had a ball since 20.
Yeah. We had some great family and friends who, you know, truly loved us, would kind of do anything for us. But we told them we were getting married in New Orleans. The wedding was going to be downtown in the French Quarter. And they were like, I mean, I like you, but I'm not going to the city. Right. And I think, you know, it's a good reminder that, hey, even in your community, being visible in your community is important because there are going to be folks who don't want to go to the city.
Mm-hmm.
But if they can't find what they need in your community, they will out of necessity. And so by being visible, by being out there, making sure these folks know that you are here, you are in this community, they will naturally want to just stay with you because they don't want to go to the big city. They're scared of it. It's too far away. It's too much traffic, too much whatever. But if they don't know you're there, they will naturally just still look for someone to solve their problem. So you got to show up and be there. And I think, you know, being digitally adept is absolutely necessary because what happens is they know you're there, but they're still going to go look for you online.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? They're going to pull up their phone. They're going to look for you. And if you got a great website and you got some stuff on it, they're going to say, hey, why do I have to go to the city? I got this firm right here in our town or 10 minutes away from my town who they have a great website. They obviously know what they're doing.
They got reviews.
They got plenty of reviews. You know, they're ranked highly. I see them around town. They're posting pictures around town. Why do I have to go to the city? Right. And so that's kind of how they both play together, right? You are visible, but then you are online. And so when they look at you, it's like, oh, why do I need to go anywhere else? This firm can take care of what I need right here.
Yeah, I love it. And I think, you know, that's if I was to own a law firm, maybe I'll get one in Arizona where I can own one. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
I would probably put offices around outside the big cities. Like, you know, I wouldn't even try to go downtown. So, you know, I got a friend of mine, kind of friend of a client of ours. He's in the middle of nowhere, Washington State. And his strategy is that he put offices in like these little towns and the office space costs like $500 a month.
Right.
And some of them don't even have attorneys in those towns, like literally pretty remote. Yeah. But there's main highways and he's a car accident attorney.
Right.
And his strategy is pretty simple. But from an online perspective, Google business profile, get the office, set it up, push some reviews there, get a little bit of a strategy. He's soaking up, you know, cases right away pretty much.
Yeah, I think that's kind of our next one of the things on our long-term list is kind of that same approach, finding those locations that are kind of on no one's radar, legal wasteland, so to speak.
But that's search volume.
You know, that has some, you know, that have people that need to be, that have legal needs to kind of get into those places, help those folks solve their legal problems while staying on the periphery of the big guys.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a great approach for a small firm. And to think you're going to go head to head, you have to be downtown. You know, I got a prospect right now that was referred by a friend of mine, and he's under the belief that he cannot compete in his market at all, even though he has in the past. Yeah. He just stopped. I don't know who he's using, but it's not working for him. But he's convinced that he can't because Morgan & Morgan's not too far away. And I was like, that's not correct at all. But he's been told by other marketing people that you got to spend this amazing amount because Morgan & Morgan is nearby and you'll never just give up, move away somewhere else. And I'm like, you've lost your mind. And yeah. So he was at 50 people and you know, he's experienced a little bit of a harder time. And so, you know, he's just sold on the fact that he's unable to compete. And so for any small firms listening, it's absolutely possible, whether it's grassroots, guerrilla marketing, hitting the ground, doing what Lloyd's talking about, doing whatever you have to do, right? But you're going to be able to get work out there, get cases. If you're doing good work, you're transparent and you're authentic and you have your, you know, work on your own brand of who you are. If people like that, they'll come knocking. And then from a digital standpoint, again, the big guys can't focus on all of it. There's going to be cracks and pieces where you can sneak in there. And again, then brands, they might not like the big guy. They fall back to the next person or two.
I liken it to, there was always this big fear, like if Walmart came to your town, like every other store was going to close down, right? And yeah. Walmart came to our town 25 years ago. Some stores may have closed, but really what it did is we have more stores open now because it showed the viability of your community that, hey, it is worth something. It brings people in. And you know, we have another grocery store, or two other grocery stores within like 3 miles of Walmart, right? That originally people were just fearful that, hey, Walmart's going to come in. There's going to be no more local businesses. And it just didn't happen. I think the same thing holds true when you're looking at the Morgan & Morgans of the world maybe coming into your community. There's going to be other ways to kind of find folks who don't resonate, who don't want to go shop at Walmart, who don't want to deal with that kind of big behemoth. Same thing holds true on the legal services side.
Yeah, and I think I was talking about this on a more recent episode, but actually it was not even on this podcast. I was on someone else's podcast, so you might not hear it. But we were talking about AI too, and kind of the threat of that, and automation, and you know, white collar jobs and stuff like that. So, and it's just, I think your big, you know, Amazons and the Walmarts, they'll automate and they'll use AI and they'll use things, but you're just there to get a product, and you don't really care about the experience of Walmart. You know, you're not going there to be like, I can't wait to go to Walmart today and buy some stuff. But when it comes down to your local shops, your authentic restaurants, the local hardware store that you go get specialty stuff at, mm-hmm. and you talk to people and you know, instead of going to Home Depot, right? So I go to Home Depot for some stuff, and then I'm going to go to my specialty store for other things. We're never going to lose that. Even if you're not going to go to a restaurant and there's no people there and it's an authentic Italian restaurant. No, not going to happen, right? So there's a cutoff point where it's like, okay, I'll do these things like this, but I'm not interested in doing other things that way.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I think with your big firms, again, you know, it's that they're going to get a lot of the cases. They're going to get majority of them maybe, but there's room for everyone around the sides. And so don't just shut down or give up and say, oh, here they come. We're screwed. Like there's plenty of work out there and there's plenty of things and they can't handle all of it. You know, the big as they are, they just can't handle it all. And there's different situations.
They can't. And, you know, kind of in some respects, if you build up your local brand, you know, in your local community, when those big firms have a case in your community that needs to go to trial, that's going to be kind of a bigger thing, they're probably going to reach out to you because they're going to want someone
who knows,
that people know, people have seen around on their team for that type of case. And it's not uncommon for us to get a call from a competitor, so to speak, to be like, hey, can you help out on this case? Because it's in your community. That sure. doesn't happen if you just give in and don't ever try to build your own brand, be your own, you know, be who you are in your community.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Yeah, well, I mean, it's all good stuff. And again, if you're thinking about starting your own firm or if you're just a one attorney, you know, firm at this moment trying to figure out what to do, you know, you got to make a plan. You got to think about these things. Talk to Lloyd, reach out to him or lots of others that I've had on this podcast that have done exactly that. And, you know, I've had plenty on here that they're right in the major metropolitan and they started there and they've grown and they were successful going against the tide, if you will. But if you're outside of a big area, small town, rural areas, there's tons of opportunity for you, and there's ways to make this work and scaling grow. And so I just appreciate you sharing kind of what you've done and some of the cool things that have made you guys. And so, and also, you know, looking at Lloyd's site again, take a look at his site, ljblegal.com. Again, impressively doing a lot of the digital SEO things that we do in-house. They've done a very good job. The things on his website with the chat and the layout, all these things like that they've done a very good job of. So take some lessons there as well. And then 319 reviews with a 4.8. So these are things you see that what he's doing online, if that's what you are focused on, which you should be, what he's done is spot on. It's impressive. So, you know, I've seen firms that have been around for 10, 20 years with 6 offices that have like 70 reviews. You know, like, we can't get any. I'm like, well, you're not trying hard enough.
That's right. You know, to harken back to a prior episode of yours, you don't have a process in place to get you from where you are to where you want to be with the reviews.
A lot of things comes out to process. If there's no process and you're thinking, well, yeah, we know how we do that. Okay. Is it actually a process written down, a document you can pull up and follow? Boom, 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 boom. Well, it's not, I end up doing this a lot of times myself. I'd be like, I always do that. I just have a thing I do.
Yeah.
No one else would be able to find it. And I could probably forget it half the time. But if you ask me, like, I always do that.
Right.
If you have to write it down, get it in the hands of all your staff, your people, incentivize them, you know, and I'm just talking about reviews at this point, but writing content, reviews, there's so many things that you can be doing. Looking for events, you know?
Yeah. Looking for events, going to events, you know, you got to put it on your calendar. You got to have someone, you know, have your team always be on the lookout for things that you can participate in.
Yeah, speaking. A lot of, you know, they're looking for speakers. It's not a...
Regardless of how small it is, right? You know, sometimes, you know, small things that we do are just, hey, they're cooking for someone who's sick and they're trying to raise money. Okay, we're going to buy lunch for the whole team. I'm going to send someone over. I'm going to buy an extra, you know, 50 lunches for whoever needs them. Send them to the homeless shelter or something, right? And then they post, oh, thank you for buying. You're helping. You're feeding people. It's just very small things that you just got to figure out a way to make your mark in a different way.
Yeah, and I think, like what you said there.
Like, that's all like systematized too, right? Like we talk about it. Hey, anytime you see something, let us know. Ask them every day. Hey, have you seen anything? Your kids doing anything? Any of these? You have a different group of friends on Facebook or Instagram than we do, right? Like, let us know what's happening. We even tell our clients, like, hey, if you see something, let us know. We get calls all the time. And they're all great opportunities, one, to be a real person in your community, which you can then leverage online to show that you are a real person.
Yeah, I mean, other things, too, is, you know, with, like my podcast here, you can do something like this at a local level.
Yep.
You can just go live and get on with people in the community and do and host a live, hey, this is us. Having a platform for you to learn more about the community, our city, our town.
That's right.
You can, or get someone to go, hey, what local shows are there or podcasts or let's get a whole list of them. Can we be on them as a guest? You know, whether it's local TV, whether it's just a YouTube show. I mean, you'd be surprised.
How I would say we have a small local newspaper, you know, and, you know, newspapers have been dying for years, right? But we reach out to them all the time. Hey, can we put an article in about this? Can we put an article? They will always say yes. They're looking for content. They're looking for information. Oh, yeah, buy an ad. They, you know, they need to survive too. You want them part of your community, but they will gladly put it in. Then you can take that ad. They'll give you a backlink. You put that on your website, you know, and it's, you know, more trust indicators, more authority building for you, while also helping others.
Yeah, no, you're totally on point. I mean, newspapers aren't dead completely, but they've all moved to online. And so even if they still print, like, they have an online presence. So my local paper here, I'm in Virginia Beach. We have a local, it's Pilot, Virginia Pilot or Pilot Online. Their domain rating is 81.
And
if I send them an article about marketing or anything, they publish it almost 100% of the time. And so you can build a distribution list of all the statewide publications, statewide newspapers. And what we'll do is we'll bulk send the same thing.
Right.
Hey, we wrote this article on this topic, and like a handful will pick them up and they backlink and you get that exposure. So simple things that just take time and attention and planning, but once you kind of have a process for that, then, you know, you're always new events, new publications, opportunities, and you're just kind of building upon that. And it's, it then becomes just mindless effort, you know, to get that stuff out there every month. So it makes sense.
I agree. It's a good strategy. And
yeah,
especially if you're new or have a newer firm, because other folks aren't doing it.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of guerrilla tactics, if you will, but it's tried and true. And again, it helps your digital presence, backlinks, and it's, you know, just getting that exposure and your name out there where the big guys aren't paying for it. Cause again, it's, most of the stuff is free, you know, so they're not doing the free, they're only doing the paid because they feel like they have to, because they have $100,000, $200,000, $1 million a month spent.
Yep.
So they don't look at the free opportunities. So cool. Well, Lloyd, I appreciate you sharing all this stuff today. And I wanted to end with a couple little things here. And what's your actual location? So the city that you're in.
My city is called Luling, Louisiana.
Louisiana. All right. I love it. And I wanted to, I know that you're in some masterminds and you're active in learning and growing.
Yeah.
And obviously that's why you're on the show. So I'm glad we get to learn from you today. But, you know, what's some groups out there you recommend, things that have helped you get to where you're at?
I've been a member of Great Legal Marketing for quite a while. Ben Glass, Brian Glass, his son, we're mastermind members of that group.
Excellent.
Learned a lot from them. Pilma, Ken Hardison's group. Charlie Mann, I think he's doing his own thing now. He used to be with Ben, but he's a wealth of ideas and information. Great person to learn from. And then just getting into books, you know, reading a lot of books. You know, 10X is easier than 2X. Good to Great, you know, EOS. I mean, there's a lot of things out there. They may not all apply right away to you. You may have to read them, get some ideas, and put them on a shelf for you to grow into. But it's important to just kind of be exposed sometimes to the possibility, so you can kind of start developing in your own mind the pathway to there. It might not be overnight, might not be, you know, within a year or two, but put it down, develop a kind of process, a plan to get there, and you know, be committed to it. Be committed to your vision, and just ask. Ask folks who've done it. Put yourself in those rooms, and some of that stuff will rub off on you. You'll be inspired, and I think that's kind of the important thing.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think, you know, one of the takeaways there, which has also helped me, is not just one room, but getting in multiple rooms and trying different things and exposing yourself to other ideas and different people. And you might try a coach for a while and then you switch to a new coach. Every once in a while you need to refresh and bring in someone else. So I think, you know, what Lloyd's done there is he's not just kind of like stuck at one thing. It's like, I'm going to go and explore and try other things and learn from other folks. And if you can just soak up a little bit, get a little something here and there, then it's awesome. So, well, Lloyd, anything else you want to share before we go?
No, I appreciate you having me on. If anyone wants to reach out, can send me an email, Lloyd. It's just one Lloyd at ljblegal.com. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions, talk to folks who are thinking about trying to do the same things. And I appreciate you having me on, Kevin.
No, absolutely. Yes. But please, everyone, reach out. If you're watching this and you're on LinkedIn or somewhere, you can leave a comment. You can tag either one of us, or if you want to connect with him and you're not sure how, you can always reach out to me through LinkedIn, Messenger, or whatever, and I'll connect the two of you. But Lloyd, thank you so much for sharing today. Everyone else, have a great day, and good luck running your law firms. We'll see you on the next show.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Lloyd, you can stay on with me. Everyone else, have a great day.
Thank you for listening. We have been producing this podcast for years, have had hundreds of guests, and produced hundreds of episodes. We don't ask for much, but I do have one ask. If you find value in this podcast, please share it with one person just like you. The best way to do that is to send them to ArrayDigital.com, where we have a full library of all the episodes that they can sort by practice area and or state. So again, we appreciate you listening, and thanks for sharing.